Austrália je jednou z najdražších krajín na svete, pokiaľ ide o vysokoškolské vzdelávanie. Nie je prekvapením, že až 90% študentov si musí vziať úver na zaplatenie univerzitného vzdelania. Existujú rôzne druhy úverov, ale aj štipendia, ktoré pomáhajú študentom s ich poplatkami. V Austrálii stojí trojročný vysokoškolský titul približne 32 tisíc dolárov. Nie je veľa ľudí, ktorí si môžu dovoliť zaplatiť vopred. Andrew Norton je riaditeľ programu pre vysokoškolské vzdelávanie na Grattan Institute. Vysvetľuje, že vysokoškolským študentom sa ponúka buď miesto podporované Commonwealthom, alebo miesto, kde nemusia platiť poplatky v ich plnej výške.
So a Commonwealth supported place is a university place that is subsidized by the federal government, and those subsidies range from only about $2,000 for a law or business degree to more than $20,000 for medicine. But that means that this course is cheaper than a full fee course.
Program úveru na vysokoškolské vzdelanie, ktorý sa volá HELP, pozostáva zo štyroch pôžičkových schém. Hlavný a najpopulárnejší je HELP. Študenti, ktorí sú austrálskymi občanmi, si môžu na svoje štúdium požičať peniaze od vlády.
Virtually all undergraduates in Australian universities are eligible for HEXHELP, with sort of permanent residence being the only major exception. And of those who are eligible, about 90% take up their loan. So this is by far the most popular kind of loan. And if you're an undergraduate, it's pretty unlikely you will have any loan except that.
Študenti pôžičku začnú splácať, až začnú zarábať určitý finančný obnos.
At the moment it's just under $56,000, but for next year it's going to drop down to, next financial year it's going to drop down to $52,000, so it'll affect slightly more people than the current threshold.
Do konca júna Austrálčania, ktorí mali úver HELP a žili v zámorí, nemuseli počas pobytu mimo Austrálie pôžičku splácať. Andrew Norton hovorí, že od 1. júla to už nie je možné.
From basically this financial year, people will have to repay their HELP debt overseas, essentially on the same basis as if they were in Australia. So it means that their foreign income will have to be converted into Australian dollars. And if it's over the threshold at which people in Australia have to start repaying, they need to repay on the same basis.
Okrem HECS sú k dispozícii aj tri ďalšie študentské pôžičky.
Then there's another scheme called Fee Help, and that applies to students who are in full fee places, and that's mostly postgraduate courses or courses in private higher education providers. SA Help is to pay for your student amenities fee, so each university charges about $300 for extra non-academic services. OS Help is if you want to do a semester overseas in a foreign university, OS Help pays for that. And VET Fee Help is something that applies to diploma level courses in vocational education.
Maximálny dlh je okolo 100 tisíc dolárov, ale študenti môžu pokračovať v čerpaní úverov po celý svoj život, ak budú chcieť. Norton podotýka, že iba občania môžu požiadať o pôžičku s názvom HELP. Ľudia žijúci v Austrálii natrvalo, ktorí ale nie sú občanmi Austrálie, musia vo všeobecnosti platiť všetky poplatky vopred.
So individual universities might offer some extra assistance, but generally it is quite difficult for people who are permanent residents but not citizens. It's a significant disadvantage to being just a permanent resident rather than a citizen.
Študenti môžu dostávať aj priebežné príspevky na pomoc s nákladmi na bývanie.
Youth allowance applies for young people aged up to 24. Fairly complex eligibility, but generally people whose parents earn up to $150,000 can get at least some youth allowance, not necessarily the whole amount. And so that can be a valuable assistance to people who are seeking to go to higher education. Generally most students also work, so it's a combination of your own income and youth allowance.
Môže byť dosť ťažké pre žiadateľov o azyl či utečencov, ktorí majú víza iba na dočasnú dobu, aby si dovolili vzdelávanie bez štátnej podpory. Tim Connor z Rady pre utečencov povedal, že sa spoluprácou s univerzitami na poskytovaní štipendií snažia týmto študentom pomôcť.
They give people who may not have had that opportunity the opportunity to go to university. And what we know through with so many refugees and so many other people who are seeking asylum is that they're desperate to start to rebuild their lives. Education provides routine, and it also provides opportunity, an opportunity to go on and get a better job and contribute to their full potential, and also importantly contribute to the Australian economy. Many refugees want to do.
V současnosti spolupracuju s přibližně 14 univerzitami po celé Austrálii. Tim Connor se s námi podělil o příběh jednoho ze studentů.
He missed out on 6 years of school when his family was forced to flee his home in Kabul due to persecution. His father had been killed, so the family decided to flee. They were in Pakistan for a number of years where he wasn't able to access education at all. He came to Australia. He was 21 when he enrolled in school. He started off in year 8 and was quickly accelerated through because he was very bright. Picked up English very quickly. He's now studying engineering at one of Australia's most prestigious universities, and last year he received the university medal for his year.
Viac informácií o študentských pôžičkách môžete nájsť na webových stránkach studyassist.gov.au/sites/studyassist/help paying my fees.